Black Lives Matter activist at scene of Waukesha massacre. Possible that the revolution has started in Wisconsin. By Joshua Kaplan on November 23, 2021. Milwaukee Black Lives Matter activist Vaughn Mays speculated Sunday that the Christmas parade massacre in Waukesha, Wisconsin, could be a harbinger of revolution, then backed off the sentiment days later as more information came out about the case. "I don't know. Now we'll have to wait and see, because they do have somebody in custody. We may have to wait and see what they say about why this happened," Mays said of the deadly parade incident during Facebook live stream on Sunday evening. Archive here, as lights from first responders' vehicles flicker on his face. "But it sounds possible that the revolution has started in Wisconsin. It started with this Christmas parade." Mays offers more commentary on what he sees throughout the live stream. Watching a local woman give an interview to a news crew and later speaking on camera to the news crew himself. Throughout the stream, however, he stresses he has limited information about the incident. In a follow-up stream Tuesday morning, Mays appeared to walk back any wider political angle to the massacre. Captioning the post, "Why are the crazies so invested in this being an excuse for race war? I said I wasn't going to speak on no rumors. You all are repeating some of the stuff that has come up. And I can tell you that the initial person who reached out to me said that they believe that this has to do with the verdict. And so I made an assumption of which side it would be from. But I don't know," he added of the Rittenhouse verdict. A Wisconsin jury found Rittenhouse not guilty on Friday in the fatal shooting of two men during riots in Kenosha last August. On Monday, Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson identified Darrell Lee Brooks Jr. as the driver accused of plowing an SUV into the parade, killing five people and injuring 48 others. "We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which was just minutes prior, and the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival to that domestic disturbance," the chief said. A police officer fired several shots at Brooks as he drove through the crowd but had to stop due to risk of injury to bystanders, he added. Police said Brooks faces five counts of first-degree intentional homicide along with possible additional charges, which could be added as the investigation progresses. The UPI contributed to this report.